This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Second down and four at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts, this time, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards!
Oh, a 45-yard tutty in a playoff game? Interesting. 215-592-9494. Broads hanging out with you during the afternoon show here as the guys are off for President's Day. It's Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. We are sitting here and enjoying the greatest quarterback in Philadelphia Eagles history as we look back at the parade, as we look back a week ago and this was our first reaction, right? This time, last week, it was a Monday following a Super Bowl championship. Well, it doesn't happen without number one, Jalen Hurts. Wow. All right, we are going to run the phone lines this segment, 215-592-9494. But first, so Pete Prisco, who is the senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, he had the dumbest Jalen Hurts take in NFL history. He was playing a game. Would you rather Jalen Hurts or, and then a bunch of different quarterbacks started to flow through. Sorry to do this to you. Take a listen.
We think Dak Prescott. I think Dak Prescott's one of the more underappreciated players in the NFL. Let's not forget he led the NFL in touchdown passes 2 years ago. It's close, but I would take Baker Mayfield. I'm big on Baker Mayfield. I thought he had a great year. And let's not forget, Baker Mayfield was pretty darn good with the Browns his rookie season, got hurt, and then kind of has rejuvenated his career. So
what?
I think Baker Mayfield.
Bro, that can't be real. He had a good rookie year in Cleveland. You're taking rookie year in Cleveland Baker Mayfield over my guy Jalen. You're sick. You're sick in the head.
He also had C.J. Stroud over Jalen, and which the worst one, by the way. He goes, Trevor Lawrence and Jalen, it's too tough to call. That's disrespectful.
Come on, man. Come on.
Trevor Lawrence?
Dude, this is the type of stuff that makes you want to fight. I'm going to have to square up to protect my quarterback.
They call that rage bait in the business.
It worked.
It got you.
I'm trying to take a couple deep breaths, honestly.
Not going, Dak?
Dak Prescott, he's a clown too. He's saying he's close, right? They're close. They're not far off.
Well, this Eagles championship has kind of broken them. Like CeeDee Lamb is getting asked who is the better fan base and immediately, no hesitation, just comes out and says the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty incredible.
I know. We do have the best fans. The ones that understand the greatness of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Micah wants to be an Eagle. That's no secret.
He's a weirdo though. He scares me. He's a weirdo. He's a talent. No doubt about it. I don't know. He rubs me the wrong way. We talk about greatness in between the years. You know what I'm saying? Wired the right way. I don't know if he's wired the way he needs to be wired.
Not like your quarterback.
Not like my quarterback, Jalen Hurts. To the phones we go. Let's go to Doug in Newtown Square. Yo, Doug.
Yo, bros. What's up, my man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Dude, it can't be better. Super Bowl championship, dude. And also, obviously, look, listen, man. You know, talk about, you know, statistics. Talk about the fact that, you know, football is a team game. But, you know, quarterbacks are measured by championships. They're measured by wins, whether it's on them. They get all the flowers when they win. They get all the, you know, all the bad things that come with it when they lose. You know, against the Big Four in the last year, beat Mahomes, beat Allen, beat Lamar, you know, and beat Burrow. Like, those are all the guys that everybody says are better, right? You know, and the fact that, you know, the whole elite conversation, but he's in that, you know, realm where he can throw for 220 and run for 60. He can throw for 325. We've seen him do all these things. And, you know, people, I think, for the most part, I think are coming around, maybe outside of, you know, Justin, but, you know, I think it's certainly sliding. And then Broads, one quick note.
Sure.
You know, you always do one of my favorite things, you know, during the week is, Flyers in 50.
Yes.
Can I give you a hockey in 50?
Sure. What do you got?
All right. So Saturday night, my youngest boy plays ice hockey. He's a mite. He had a tournament this weekend. Him and, you know, his team just, you know, their first game, maybe nerves, whatever, didn't play that great. You know, they knew it. They just, you know, one of those kind of deals. Saturday night we watch USA, Canada.
Yeah.
You know, and you could just tell he was like, all right, this is the best. And he's like, this is the best hockey game I've ever watched. I'm like, buddy, this is one of my top five I ever watched.
Yeah.
So next morning we're driving and he goes, Daddy, who was that Flyers coach that you played a video before when I knew I didn't play good? And I said, oh, Lavi. So we played I played the Lavi let, you know, play with some jam in there.
Of course.
And all of a sudden, dude, they went on a run. Of course, because they're young guys, they played super early this morning, and ended up playing with some jam in there. They took down the top speed, played maybe the best hockey they played, you know, all season.
That's so incredible.
It was incredible, man.
And yeah,
they're mites on ice this Saturday coming up.
Oh, that's great! I remember playing it. That was the best feeling ever. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Enjoy it. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. Mites on ice. You get to play in between the Flyers periods. I remember doing that. Damn right.
Dude, you were smiling from ear to ear during that whole story. I could almost see you with the visions in your head of, like, you playing hockey as a kid right there.
Of course.
Just going back through it.
There's two things that make me smile. One is puck. Two, Jalen Hurts.
QB1, baby.
QB1. So, listen, you get a phone call in there where you get a little Team USA Canada on Saturday night prime time, and you get Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's an unstoppable force. Let's go to Derek. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up?
Yeah, I just that's all I want to know with the Hurts stuff, right? Every time somebody mentions Joe Burrow's name, the first thing they say is he had the worst defense in the league, right?
Or offensive line, but yes.
Right?
Yep.
Or remember last year when we just scored all them points and all that? We had the 30-something ranked defense in the league. Am I not lying? Right?
With the Sean Desai year, you're saying?
Yeah, last year when we was collapsing, we were scoring points, but we wasn't stopping nobody, right or wrong.
Yeah, it was garbage. I mean, there were a lot of problems, but that defense sucked. Yeah,
yeah, the defense was crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like even with AJ Brown, he had like what, six consecutive 100-something yard games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hurts didn't look as sharp this year for whatever reason, like early on. He had his moments, but I just feel like other quarterbacks get such a leeway. Like they can play a bad game, have a bad year, not go to the playoffs, all this, and people will make up a million and one excuses for why they're not having a good year. But
they view it differently. They don't watch every snap. Yeah, they don't watch every snap the same way. And Justin Herbert will have seven bad games in a row, yet somehow he's a top two quarterback.
Like your man, what's the man, your producer, he talking about Saquon, this and that. Saquon always been good, but when you got to worry about the quarterback running too, that makes a big difference too. So what?
Well, it also helps that he went from the Giants offensive line to the Eagles offensive line.
Here we go. Here we go.
So you take away Jalen Hurts out of that equation, he's not getting 2,000 yards, bro. You can say whatever you want to say. That's common sense.
I agree with that.
That's
now, Derek, you know what isn't talked about enough? We just casually talk about his 70 yards in the Super Bowl on the ground. 70 yards from your quarterback in the Super Bowl? That's a big deal.
The whole week leading up to Super Bowl was all about Spagnuolo going to have all these different looks for Hurts and this, can he do this and can he do that and da 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 da. And then he did it, and it's still like he was supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy to me. All that, like, who's one, who's two, I don't really get into that. I'd rather have a guy on my team that's a winner. I don't care if you throw for 20,000 yards in 1 year. If you don't get that ring, nothing else matters to me.
Sure. Derek, I think you nailed it. Thank you so much for the call. I know what's going on with the Saquon thing. I forgot. Your stupid little Penn State lifestyle you lived. So you are naturally going to find a way to make Saquon the story.
He was the offensive player of the year in the NFL.
That's cute. You know what Jalen was? Super Bowl MVP.
I watched the game.
He was,
yes.
Super Bowl MVP.
He was.
Super Bowl most valuable player. In the Super Bowl, he was valued most as the player.
I didn't want to get here.
Well, we're here.
But if you're taking one of those guys out of the offense.
Here we go. If you take away. Go ahead.
I mean, if you're taking either one out of the offense, you ask me which one I would prefer stay in the offense, it would be the running back. I know. You're in stunned silence.
See what I have to deal with? Everybody out there listening.
Why can't it be Saquon Barkley Appreciation Day too?
Because nobody slanders him the way Jalen gets slandered. And Jalen balls the same amount Saquon balls.
I don't think I've slandered Jalen. I've called him a top five quarterback in the league.
You just said you'd kick him to the curb in a heartbeat.
Well, if it was between him and Saquon.
Oh, my God. See, this is why. Because Saquon, everybody rightfully appreciates him. How come not everybody rightfully appreciates QB1?
Because the guy just ran for 2,000 yards.
And Jalen Hurts just won Super Bowl MVP! See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Both can be good.
Uh-huh. This is why we have to have days like this. I'm trying to help the best I can, people. I'm trying to do good for this city. I'm trying to be the man of the people. But it's very difficult. It's not an easy task. I need a raise. Let's go to Desmond. What's up, Desmond?
Hey, man. Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, well, thank you.
Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Well, I'm honored, Desmond.
Well, thank you for having this. I'm going to try to end these Hurts haters in four takes as quick as I can. So they question him as being elite because he's not throwing for 300 yards a game. But 300 yards a game doesn't win Super Bowls. Ask Dan Marino, ask Dan Fouts, ask Jim Kelly. Heck, you can even ask Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. My second take, Jalen took this team to a Super Bowl before Saquon even got here, before we even got Zach Bond, before we drafted Jalen Carter.
Keep cooking.
Jean,
keep cooking.
Quinyon Mitchell. Let me go with my third take. No defensive coordinator can stop Jalen Hurts. Look how good our own Vic Fangio is. Jalen beat Vic Fangio last year. We beat them 31-17 when Fangio was coaching Miami. He put up three touchdowns against Fangio. He put up three touchdowns against Spagnuolo in the Super Bowl. We beat them 40-22. And my last take, they call Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Mahomes and Burrow the top four, the big four. Since 2023, Jalen Hurts is 5-0 against them. So how can you put either of those quarterbacks over Jalen if they cannot beat him?
I mean, you just hit a home run, Desmond. You just hit a home run for me. I mean, I think the best point of it is if we're going to just say, wow, Saquon, 2,000 yards. And see, now we're playing this game where Saquon's taking
strays. Yeah, I don't want to do this.
Well, I'm sure you didn't want to do this. You had this all prepared last night. You were starting to marinate in all this nonsense last night preparing for the show. I know you were. But listen, Jalen has done this with Miles Sanders. It was Miles Sanders that year. You had Miles Sanders.
By the way, and this is for Jalen here, in that Super Bowl, 7 carries, 16 yards for Miles Sanders.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
Didn't have much help there.
Right, and he ran for 70-plus again.
He out Jalen outplayed Mahomes in both of those games. And that is why, like, my biggest thing with Jalen right now, to why I'm putting him in the category that he's in, which is among those elite guys, is because in these big games, time and time again, head-to-head, like our last caller just talked about, he's found ways to win those games. Now, over the course of a full season, has he played at the level that those guys have? I personally don't think so. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that he can't be the perfect guy for this team, which I think he is.
Let me fix that sentence. He's the perfect guy. That's all. Why do we got to do this? He's the perfect guy. You know, all jokes aside, and I know you genuinely feel that way. I genuinely feel this way. It is truly how we both are very passionate about this conversation. But all jokes aside, the fact that this is real, this is authentic, people do feel how you feel, people feel how I feel after they won a Super Bowl, is ridiculous. And it's not going anywhere. But the fact that we even need to have a Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day highlighted because he doesn't get appreciated enough after winning a Super Bowl 7 days ago is truly insane.
And I think some of that conversation is a little bit ridiculous because the fact that he has performed the way that he did in those final two games, the way he did in that last Super Bowl, and you know, even this year, going into that Pittsburgh game, A.J. Brown called him out the week before, essentially, and they asked him about the passing game, and he said it's not good enough. And then they go out the next week, and he is the best performance I think he had of the entire regular season. Like, that goes to show that when the chips are down, he's going to perform. And I feel like that's his best attribute. And we talk about the in-between-the-years type of stuff. That's a mental thing because you have to go into that week with all of that on your mind and then still be able to perform at a high level. Like, I give him a ton of credit to that. And that's why I think he is in that top five threshold after coming off a championship. But I just still, well, if we're just talking in terms of tier in quarterbacks in the league, that's why I have him in that tier, but below some of those other guys. And you know what? I think that's an argument to where you can debate it either way, but that's not necessarily going after the quarterback or, you know, devaluing what he brings to this team, because I think he brings a lot to this team. And it's not the same offense if he's not the one at the quarterback position.
Right. We definitely do not love his running game or talk about his running game as much as we should. He is an insane threat with his legs. And the thing is about Jalen is everything just looks different. So when you visualize, I don't know, if you say you can make the greatest player in the world on Madden and you can create him to look whatever way you want him to look, he's probably going to be 6'6", probably going to be a pocket passer, he's going to have a cannon arm, he's going to do this.
It would be Josh Allen.
He's going to do that. Yeah, some variation of that maybe, right? But that's not how Jalen does it. And even with the running, the way Lamar runs, it's flashier, it's insane, it's the way he's so quick, he's so fast, he does it in a different way that makes SportsCenter top 10 nonstop. But Jalen Hurts, He runs slower, bigger body, slides, doesn't get hit. But the way he runs, it just looks different. But it's a back-breaking 3rd and 7 run for a first down. It's a back-breaking 3rd and 4 when there's good coverage. He escapes and he finds a way to pick up the sticks. He does it nonstop. And his box score, it's not going to be sexy. It's going to be 18 of 21 for 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and 198 yards. But I'll take that any day of the week over 350 yards, 3 touchdowns, an interception, and a fumble. I mean, the guy just keeps the football in possession of the offense almost all the time, right? He also does a phenomenal job of reading the defense at the line of scrimmage, checking in the plays that result in a touchdown automatically. He is tremendous at the ball where it's one-on-one coverage and it's AJ, go make something happen. He puts it in space perfectly for AJ or Devontae or anybody. That throw to Devontae to go up 34-0. He ended the game. He just won us a Super Bowl on a bomb to Devontae, 34-0. Perfect throw.
His deep balls this year were actually very, very good. Like, he was a phenomenal deep ball thrower this year. And I think that that's one of the places where he's grown the most. And you talked about the stuff like pre-snap at the line. Like, that was Jason Kelce for his entire career prior to this season. And Jalen, that was sort of his responsibility that he took over once this year started. And as the year went on, you could tell that he got a lot better at that. And that's one place where I will give him a lot of credit because, you know, handing that off from Jason Kelce to him was obviously a big adjustment he had to make. And I think as the year went along, he definitely got better at that.
Jalen controls the controllables. He may not be able to grow 9 inches, okay? But what he can do is squat 6,000 pounds, which makes the tush push unstoppable compared to all these other quarterbacks like Josh Allen, who tries to do it in an AFC championship game and gets stuffed multiple times. So there is a greatness to Jalen and the tush push. But, you know, when it comes to studying tape, studying film, learning defenses and seeing what teams are trying to do to stop. He controls all that stuff. He controls the controllables better than anybody can control the controllables. And when you have someone with that type of work ethic, you got to appreciate him. 215-592-9494. Mike in Delaware, you're on 94 WIP.
Bros, happy Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Wow, I love that. Happy Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day to you.
Hey, and we're Super Bowl champs, and that's going to continue for at least another year. So we got those two things going for us.
That's correct.
And Justin's my man. I like Justin. Everybody needs to go easy. But Desmond, man, he came with it. He really put it together, and I agree 100%. So I decided that what I need to do, I have to have a public mea culpa, and I need to say, dear Jalen, I am sorry for every time I said, what's wrong with you? Throw it away. You do you. You want to keep it? You keep it. Jalen, I'm sorry for every time I said, I can't believe you didn't see Goddard going across the middle. You know what? You don't have to see him. You don't have to see anybody. You do you, Jalen. I think the bottom line is when we look at the skill sets of a lot of these guys, and Desmond couldn't have said it any better, you know, none of that matters. That and $1.50 will get you, a coffee at Wawa? You need to have the winning gene, as Lori said. And all Jalen does is go out and win. And while we're at it, I need to apologize to Sirianni because he's one of us. We just didn't see it right under our own nose. He's exactly one of us.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, Mike, I appreciate that. It takes a strong man to be able to pick up the telephone and apologize like that. So I agree. And I haven't always been nice to Nick, okay? I'll put my hand up. First 4 weeks, I said, this dude ain't it, okay? After he starts barking at his own fans behind the bench, not it. But he has shown tremendous amount of growth. To do that mid-season, by the way. Not in an off-season where you get to regroup. This happened right after the off-season of maybe getting fired. Howie and Lori took a while to figure out what they wanted to do. They brought him back. And in those first 4 weeks, bringing him back with new coordinators when he didn't even know his role, It was rough, and mid-season turned it around so much so they win a Super Bowl, and in the parade, he gives us a professional speech at the steps. He just sounded like a pro's pro. This is Nick Sirianni, the guy who I thought would be going bonkers and maybe even flipping people off.
Yeah, I think obviously Nick's done an incredible job this year, but for him to go through that collapse last year and then to turn it around like that in 1 year and, you know, that bye week people forget about now. I guess not people forget about because it's been brought up a lot lately. But, like, for his players to feel comfortable coming to him and saying they want to make changes with the offense, they want to do things differently, they want to feed the ball to Saquon Moore, like, and for him to listen and go to Kellen Moore with that, for them to change things up the way that they did and adjust on the fly, that's something that can't go under-talked about. And, yeah, he did a tremendous job, obviously, getting that locker room together this year. It helps that you have guys who, you know, are great locker room presences like Saquon, like Jordan Mailata, like Lane Johnson, like, you know, number one himself as well. So it's a great job from Nick, man. And I'm assuming that they will be having extension talks very soon.
Big time. And you're right. And with Nick, too, when your job's on the line, and you know the criticism is getting heavy in this industry that he's in, I think it's real easy to want to be stubborn and make sure you're going down with your philosophy, your ideas, your concepts. If I'm going down, I'm going down with what I believe in. But he said, if I'm going down, he didn't say it like this, and it actually sounds worse than what I actually mean here. But my point is the fact that you know your job's on the line and you're willing to listen to your teammates and you're willing to listen to your locker room and listen to your leaders and say, hey, you know what? Let's go with it. Knowing this is what your job security is all on. This is what it's on now. It's on what the players feel is right in a very stubborn sort of job and a stubborn role that a head coach is. It says a lot about Nick. All right, let's go to Self in North Philly. What's going on, Self?
Bros, my man, what's up, man?
How we doing?
Listen, hey, look, you're the only one on this radio network that's qualified to have this show. and that I'd expect to have this show. Let me explain something to you, bro. What bothers me, right, is that this dude been to the Super Bowl twice. He won one and was MVP. He's been to the playoffs every year he played for this team. Yet this radio network and these hosts and producers want to keep making him jump through hoops and do hurdles for their acceptance or approval. But yet and still, they give Nick Foles all his love, who was trash before the Super Bowl, trash after the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and was nothing but merely a backup quarterback that lucked into a Super Bowl win. Mm-hmm. But yet they give him all these accolades and praise for this man who accomplished all he's accomplished. He got to keep jumping through hoops and hurdles. What is going on with WIP hosts and producers, man? I don't get it. Either they don't know football or they just want to get their opinions and views on what they seeing because they don't know what they seeing. Like, what's happening here?
I don't know. I'm not here to speak for any of the other hosts. I'm just having fun and using it as a jumping off point. But I don't get it either. And what bothers me is I know Jalen's going to have three Super Bowls, maybe two Super Bowl MVPs, but possibly three. And we're still going to have the same conversation. I just think it's one of those things because the box score doesn't light up and he wins in his own style that he's going to have all these accolades and there's still going to be ridiculous, dumb debates about how great he really is because the numbers won't be flashy, but I don't give a damn about the numbers. The only numbers I care about is how many Super Bowls he's won, and he's going to continue to win them. So I don't get it, but you know what? They're wasting their energy instead of being able to enjoy it. You know, they're sitting in filth. Do they root for him to win during the games? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't get it, Self. I don't get it.
Yeah, bro, I don't know, but I appreciate you for appreciating Jalen. And let me, while we at it, let me say this last thing. I, too, been critical of Jalen, as we should, because we want the best for our team, right? But I always said, I expect Jalen to be Jalen. He throw an interception, that's what he's going to do. He fumbled, that's what he's going to do. But he always going to find a way to bounce back and make up for it, whatever, you know, loss he took. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep, no doubt about it. Self, thank you so much. Yeah, he did that in the Super Bowl after that fumble that was backbreaking in 57. Had one of the best drives in drives history.
By the way, Nick Foles catching strays?
Deservingly so.
Whoa.
Deservingly so. Because if Jalen Hurts is going to get some heat, all right? That Falcons game wasn't an electric offensive
performance. Yeah, I will say.
All right. Now, good thing is Jalen's in studio listening to all this. I can't hear anything you're saying over there because I accidentally knocked my headset off. So if you didn't say anything, then I apologize.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
There you go.
There you go, Doc.
Come on, man. 215-592-9494. It is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, and it's going swell. It's going just as I planned. Justin giving us BS and the callers being as smart as humanly possible.
Called him a top five quarterback and a great winner and a face of the franchise, and that is not good enough.
Not good enough because he's a Super Bowl MVP. Coming up next, Jalen at the parade. He thanked somebody. It's very important that he thanked this person. It's Broads. It's you. I'm in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP. Picturing Jalen Hurts running out of a tunnel right now, ready to go win a football game. Eye black. A.J. Brown dapping him up. I love this move. Sometimes the coaches do this. The light jog while the other people sprint by you. You know, maybe Jahan Dotson's a little too fired up. Saquon's got a good lean, can't slow down with those thighs, and Jalen just going at a quarter pace, light jog.
I feel like Jalen likes to go with the towel in the air.
The towel's a good move, strong move. That's my quarterback.
He's got aura. He's first in the league in that.
Well, we're getting somewhere with you. We got so far one attribute is top one in the league from you.
Top one in the league in aura. I will absolutely succumb to that.
But that aura is part of his elite play. It is. It's contagious. I'm not just saying that. The hoop. Who pulls off the hoop, Eric?
MJ, baby.
Exactly. So now you're telling me my quarterback's MJ, yet top five maybe in the league. Get real. You people, I'll tell you what. You guys are sick. Let's get to our Twitter question. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's, only at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Here is an update on our Twitter poll. The Twitter poll question is, where would you rank Jalen Hurts compared to the league? Top one is at 6%. Top three, 29%. Here's the leader. Top five, 53%. Out of the top five, 12%.
Yeah, see, yell at those 12%. Don't yell at me.
Well, I'm yelling at you too. There's a problem here. Once again, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, I'd say the best quarterback outside of Pat Mahomes right now is Jalen Hurts. Guy just wins football games. I don't care how many yards Josh Allen has. I don't care how many yards Lamar Jackson has. I don't care about anything. You know, everyone talks about how Saquon means so much to the Eagles, blah, 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 blah. Well, the Ravens went out to get Derrick Henry. If Lamar was so special, and he is a good quarterback, but my point is, it doesn't make you any less of a good quarterback if you go out and get a special running back to marry with your quarterback. It doesn't make you any less of a good quarterback if you go get Derrick Henry, if you go get Saquon, if you go get him. It doesn't make you less. So stop looking at Jalen like it makes it less when the Ravens are even trying to improve their run game more with the Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But the Eagles are the best roster in football.
Because Jalen's on it.
I think that's part of it. But I think where the rest of the offense compared to the Ravens, the Eagles have a better offensive line. They have better receivers. And that's, again, that's not necessarily a knock on Jalen, but that's just when Lamar puts up record efficiency numbers this year and who I thought for my money was the MVP. Like, you can't just say that Jalen's better than him because he won more games. Like, I just don't think that Jalen is the sole reason for that, nor is Lamar the only reason they lost those games. And was Lamar not good in that playoff loss? Absolutely. And that's why my thing of Jalen being a big-time, big-game player, that's why he's so great for this team, because they're going to be in a ton of big games moving forward.
That's not why he's great for this team. That's why he's great.
Yes, that's why
big
he
difference.
Is. That's why he's the top five quarterback in football, no doubt about it for me.
But so this Lamar thing, let's use this for a second, because it kind of reminds me, and if we jump into a different sport in the NBA, right? What if there's an example of someone who in the NBA regular season averages 37 points per game, okay?
Okay.
So he's dominant. And then in the playoffs, he averages 21 points per game for 5 years.
So we're talking Joel Embiid right now.
I wasn't, honestly.
Honestly, it's the right comp, though.
I wasn't going in any Sixers direction. But I'm just trying to lay out a situation where if you say MVP, Lamar Jackson, all these numbers, but then every single year in the playoffs for a while now, not 1 year. If it was 1 year, I'd give him time. But it's been a while now, and they still can't get over the hump. And he's been doing this MVP regular season thing for a long time. At some point, you say Jalen just knows how to win, big moments, this and that. Well, Lamar's missing that. He's missing that element to his game. And if he doesn't have that, then he can't be better than Hurts.
I understand what you're saying with that, but I think that just proves that Jalen is an elite winner more than he is elite at the skills of being a quarterback.
Then he's an elite quarterback. Because if he's an elite winner, then he's an elite quarterback.
That's why I'm putting him in that tier.
But then he's got to be better than Lamar.
I don't think he's better than Lamar.
So you're telling me he's an elite winner. Lamar's not an elite winner. He's an elite talent.
Yes.
Then Jalen's better than Lamar. Because what's more important
than
winning?
It just depends on what you value more. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like, how do we not value winning more?
I put a lot of stock into what's around Jalen, other than Lamar, who has Zay Flowers as his best receiver right now, who Devontae Smith is better than.
But I can't shake valuing a skill set more than literally, because all you want that skill set to actually result into is winning. Like, that's all you would want that skill set to do is win. So if you have the elite winner, then what are we doing?
That's why I think he's perfect for this team.
No, he's perfect. Why does it have to be perfect for the team? His elite winning, if he's elite at winning, then whatever structures around him in other spots, he'd win there.
I don't know if he's winning with the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know if he's putting up more wins.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The stuff around Jalen is clearly much better.
Yeah, Sure, there's plenty. Yes, if you put Jalen on the Cleveland Browns who lost 16 games, you're not winning a Super Bowl. Fair. But that's
a little extreme.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of how I, of course, no doubt. But if you put him in a situation where there's competence around him, can his elite winning carry them to maximize that roster because of his greatness? I think
yes,
the answer is yes.
And we agree on that, absolutely.
So then he is a perfect. If your quarterback is maximizing your team anywhere he goes, then there's something special about that quarterback.
No, I think he is a special quarterback, and that's why I think he is one of the best in football. But at the same time, I'm not going to act like there weren't problems this year with the offense when A.J. Brown in week like 12 or 13 asked what's wrong with the offense, and they say passing. Did he get better off of that? Sure. And is that what maybe the team needed in order to get to the next level and for Jalen to play well in those last few games? Sure. But I'm not just going to sit here and act like there weren't problems with the passing game this year as opposed to other teams.
Sure. He's not perfect. They won a Super Bowl with
damn
this
right.
with this passing game. So something. So maybe if they weren't living up to their standard, that's a journey. That's how this goes, right? You're going to go through ups and downs. You're going to go through getting hit below the belt. You're going to have tough moments. And throughout that time of the passing game being wrong, well, they win 10 in a row with the elite winning. So we got our elite winner having their number one wide receiver say something's wrong. And during that process, the elite winner finds a way to win 10 in a row. It's my quarterback. 215-592-9494. John in South Jersey. You're on WIP. Yo, John.
Yo, man. Hey, thank you for having me on. Great show today.
Thank you.
Jalen Appreciation Day. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you know what? I hear all these other names, but guess what? They didn't win a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts did.
That's right.
Right? I think he's number one in my book right now. So he was able to utilize that team. He went and dominated the number one team in football. Come on, man. For a Philadelphia fan, it's the greatest time ever. To watch them go and dismantle the Chiefs was one of the best things I ever saw.
I agree. As much as I would love to put Jalen one, my body won't let me, and I still have to go Pat Mahomes. But I do think Jalen Hurts at this particular time is the second best quarterback in the NFL.
All right, so guess what? We won the Super Bowl, and Patty Mahomes is sitting on the couch.
That's right.
So, anyway, hey, the really where it nailed it home for me was, did you see the segment they talked about, the screensaver that he had on his phone?
Yes.
I'm talking about Jalen Hurts now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, and, you know, he saved that and left it on his phone until he won his Super Bowl, and the man did it, right? So, as for me, I would love for Philadelphia to come up with maybe April Fool's Day to be a fan, an appreciation to New York fans to say thank you for all the pieces that you gave us. Saquon raised Jalen's level of play. He had so many options, made him a better quarterback, and that's why he won the Super Bowl. I'm so glad to be a Philadelphia fan right now. I grew up with bad years. Watched them with Bill Burry and Kotite and the whole thing, and it was just a glorious day for Philly.
It was a glorious day. 1 week ago, we were reacting. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're getting some work done at the house. We originally added on because we committed to staying in this house. We're going to raise our family in this house. So we decided instead of moving in this crazy world that is financially, we say, you know what, let's build on. Now it's time to attack the basement. All right, so it's time to attack the basement. We got a guy working on our basement. We were talking a little bit about the game, Super Bowl. He was over this morning, and he goes, yeah, my son, he's got no clue. He's one of those. He's one of those that thinks this is normal. Two Super Bowls in 3 years. You had the World Series run, losing in Game 6 to the Houston Astros. But still, the journey this city went on in that particular season was one of the best Red Octobers we've had in a while. Then you get one game away from going back-to-back World Series. Now, these are losses, but his kid is in his early teens, 13 years old. He just thinks, we get runs nonstop. Well, my whole life, I was listening to my dad talk about the Broad Street Bullies forever. Oh, the Broad Street Bull. You missed out on the Broad Street. Nothing was like Dave Schultz. Nothing was like Bobby Clark. Nothing was like those Cups. You'll never see anything like it again. These kids don't get it, man. They don't get it.
Well, I just sort of missed out on the 01 to 04 heartbreaks because I was born in the year 2000, so I don't really obviously remember those. And like my first Eagles memory, probably the 2008 NFC Championship.
Okay.
And I'm at the point where my dad will say the same thing to me where he's like, you realize you have three championships in your life. My life, and he was born in 1968, up until I was born, he's like, I saw four total. So that was like something that he always hammers home now. And it is pretty funny that I guess if you've been born from when I've been born on up, it is sort of something that you kind of expect to win a championship every now and then. And that's not how it always was.
Now, why do you think you expect it?
QB1.
QB.
MJ and Kobe combined.
You don't expect this type of stuff if you got crap playing quarterback. Know what I'm saying? If you had, I don't know, any of these guys in this league, right? Baker Mayfield, as that CBS sports reporter
said. Yeah, see, I'm not going that far.
I think you are.
Oh, come on.
I think you like Trevor Lawrence.
Stop.
Derek Carr. If you could start a franchise, you would pick Tua over Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, the guy who has not been healthy for three seasons.
I've been listening to you for 2.5 hours, all right? I know where your mind's at. All right, speaking of Jalen, though, let's take a listen to his speech at the parade. Jalen thanked someone, and it's very important to note the way he thanked them because of all the controversy. Here's Jalen.
And that starts with Coach Nick Sirianni. I want to thank Coach for his intentionality, his fight, his passion, and seeing it through.
What's attentionality? I'm Googling it.
Yeah, that might be a made-up word.
No, it's not.
Is it?
Attentionality means relating to attention.
Wow.
Which is a cognitive ability that involves focusing on information.
Hey, he went to grad at Oklahoma. I didn't.
Hold on a second. So not only is my quarterback the swaggiest, okay, the coolest, not only is he MJ 2.0, according to you and myself, but my man is a wordsmith? My man can smoke cigars with a backwards Kangle. Not many people can pull that off. And he's hitting us with attentionality? Dude. And you want Tua.
Okay. Stop.
You want Derek Carr.
I said top five.
You said Derek Carr could win with this team because they're so stacked.
Oh, now you're making stuff up.
Quote, end quote.
Now you're making stuff up.
I really wish they drafted Jared Goff.
You want these people to come outside with me with pitchforks and signs that are going to take me down here.
I'm just telling the people what you said to me in the pre-show.
Oh, no. Come on. Killing me. You act like I'm Jack Fritz here.
Nah, I'm just having fun. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Heights. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? Let me continue the fun. You think Daniel Jones can win with this team, too? Yeah.
See, then now we're twisting words.
I think you said Daniel Jones. You said Sam Darnold. Just go through the list, Mike. You said them all.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. But, man, I'm going to be real quick, man. I think Hurts, so I'm a business owner, and Hurts would be the perfect employee because he cares about the company like it's his own. And he follows the game plan to a T. All about them X's and O's, and a lot of them big plays that Saquon had, my man was reading the defense, audible into it, and what? Saquon's successful because of him, and a little part of it.
You know what? I love that point. You're so right. And that's not to discredit Saquon's ability to have the home run hit or anything, but you're right. If Jalen is there at the line of scrimmage and the play was, I don't know, something else, and he realizes, you know what? We got a better shot here if we run, and he checks to it, and then Saquon goes off, Jalen deserves just as much credit as Saquon does for that touchdown happening.
Yep. You don't get it. It is. And one other point I wanted to make, because I was so confident going into the Super Bowl, but Tom Brady made me that confident because you talked about how when he played the Chiefs and how he played Spags and how he studied the game, and that's what it would take for the Eagles to win, a veteran quarterback that's going to pay attention to the details. And he described Jalen Hurts to a T. So I knew that we was going to go into that game and win. I didn't know it was going to be like that. But I knew we was going to go into that game and win. And even with the defense playing so good, the offense looked good too, because Hurts got to come back up and score to keep the game unreachable for them.
Mike, they said, and thank you so much. Maybe get some gas. Seemed like you had low fuel.
I was thinking maybe the key fob was out of the car.
Okay, maybe that was it. I was thinking he needed some gas. But I lost my train of thought over a stupid gas joke that wasn't even funny.
You got to.
It wasn't even funny.
You know, wouldn't let that get to them.
Jalen Hurts.
Damn right.
Yeah, he's way more mentally stable than I am. I never said I was on the same mental capacity rate. That doesn't even make sense. Of Jalen Hurts. What the hell are we talking about?
Intentionality?
No, that was way before that. Jalen, Super Bowl, scoring a lot of points. Man, I had to make that dumb joke. Let's go to Sharon in Glassboro.
Hey, man.
What's up, Sharon?
I had to call in to the Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day show.
I'm glad.
I appreciate Jalen Hurts so much, and I've not gotten to talk about this yet.
So go ahead. Talk to me. What do you love about him?
I have notes in front of my face. I have notes in front of my face, Rhodes.
Let's go. Hit me with the notes.
I have the I Love Jalen Hurts manifesto written up in front of my face.
Hit me.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I love this guy. Before I even started getting into the game of football this year, I liked Jalen Hurts. I think he was one of my first points of investment in the Eagles.
Wow.
I love this guy. So first of all, on the field, dude's a winner, and he's making such a statement on what matters most in a football game, which is winning in any way possible and nothing else. And that is exactly what he does. Even in games where he might not be having his best game, he still finds a way to win. You can call him what you want. Game manager. You can say he's not a running back, whatever. I don't care. He wins games. And that's what matters. And he can win in any way. And we saw that in his Super Bowl masterclass. The 70 rushing yards, the pass to Dotson, the pass to Devontae Smith, his reads on the defense. It was beautiful. I actually watched Jalen Hurts in that game. I said beautiful out loud at the screen several times. But the thing that stuck with me the most about that Super Bowl broadcast wasn't even a part of the game. It was after the game. And it was Jalen being interviewed on the field and looking up at the green confetti and smiling, having to pause when answering the interviewer because of how much this moment was impacting him. It was seeing him hug his dad. It was knowing everything he's gone through, knowing how much crap he takes from the media, from the fans, knowing how much he fights to always improve and keep winning, and seeing him finally arrive at that moment, watching him lift the Lombardi, seeing that video, you know, the video from the locker room after the game, he's sitting with the trophy, smoking a cigar, singing along to one of his favorite songs. It felt like the first time I've ever seen Jalen Hurts not satisfied, because he's absolutely not satisfied, and that's another thing I love about him, but at peace. And it was so good to see that. The last 4 years of his life, at least the last 4 years, have been all about that exact moment. I can't think of anyone else who deserves it more than him. And I'm so happy for him. One last thing. I appreciate Jalen Hurts because it's not just his game that I respect. It's not just who he is on the field, but it's who he is off the field. It's his all-female management team. It's how he's taken action to support Philadelphia schools in practical ways through his foundation. And on a personal note, as a woman, as someone getting her master's in teaching, as a future teacher, I'm proud to say that my quarterback takes action to genuinely support people and causes that I really believe are important, and he doesn't do it for his image. And that's the guy I want to see lifting the trophy any day, the one who I know will use his platform and his success to empower others and give back to the community. And I love knowing that I have a quarterback that I'm proud to support, win or lose, because of how gracefully he carries himself, his mental toughness and perseverance, his humility, and what he stands for. And that's what I came here to say. Thank you, Broads.
Wow!
That was epic. I'm not going to lie.
Wow! A standing ovation. A standing ovation. That's what Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day is all about!
I might have him top four after that.
We're going to have two more hours of just me clapping. Are you kidding me? I got goosebumps. That's my quarterback.
You should have Sharon sitting in this chair.
She may come in one day to do a segment.
That was epic.
Wow! All right. I don't know how we recover. I don't know what we do from here. But I'll tell you what. 215-592-9494. That's the phone number to participate in Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Coming up next, we're going to take a little detour. Okay? Devin Caney is in Clearwater. She's getting all fillied up. She talked to Topper.
Don't get me started.
She talked to Bryson Stott. Okay? She talked to the people down there. We're going to get a little check-in. And then, of course, I want her thoughts on Jalen Hurts. Because, well, he's the best to ever do it. 215-592-9494. It's Broads in for the afternoon show. Coming up next, Devin Caney from Clearwater. You're not going to want to miss it. It's 94 WIP.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.